Leadership Insights from Indian Wisdom. Tam vismitam dhenuruvacha sadho mayam mayodbhavya parikshito asi. Rishi prabhavan maye nantako api prabhu prahartum kimutanya hinstraha. The magical cow addressed the bewildered monarch. O noble one, I have been testing you by creating illusions. Owing to the prowess of the sage Vashisht, even the god of death could not strike me. What of other beasts of prey? Pandit Kalidas, who was himself unusually gifted, makes it known to us through the continuing adventures of King Dilip that true leadership is beyond ordinary happenings. Indeed, only a divine conspiracy coupled with innate endowments of the individual can bring about great unfoldments to our world, both material and spiritual. The life of Srinivas Ramanujan is the rare kind, which was touched, blessed, and embellished by the divine goddess Mahalakshmi herself. To call the life of this mathematician extraordinaire short would be grossly incorrect, for his accomplishments in a short span of 32 years are those which only trained experts can aspire to do, that too over a lifetime or even more. Without any formal training in pure mathematics, he had already mastered trigonometry as a teenager. Thereafter, his obsession for the subject led him to new discoveries and new methods. Such was his prowess that even the scholarly world was new to them and could not grasp them easily. He developed so much in mathematical functions, fractions, equations, Bernoulli numbers, and so on, that many of the results are still being digested and discovered. However, Ramanujan had no ego. Rather, he credited his incredible mathematical capabilities to divinity and said all the knowledge he ever demonstrated was revealed to him by his family goddess Namagiri Mahalakshmi. He once famously said, "An equation for me has no meaning unless it expresses a thought of God." What divine leadership! So, in what way are you making your divine faculties contribute to the higher good of mankind? Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.